Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 10th of March, 2024. This is the quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column, which is from April of 2015. Money, space, and time. Let's talk about space this month. Well, when we started this series a couple of months ago, we said all capital projects can be distilled into three words: money, space, and time. We talked about money. Now it's time to talk about space. Space breaks into two subjects: real estate and interference. Both seem simple, but when handled poorly, can be complete disasters. The approach of making compromises on real estate when designing a project, just because real estate is so expensive, is wrongheaded and dumb thinking. Real estate takes on many meanings in a capital project. It could be the space on the bleach room floor. It could be actual acreage at the mill site or proposed mill site. Whatever it means to you, compromising to save dollars now will mean increased expense for the life of the project. I was once told to put a defoamer day tank on top of an elevator shaft because that was the only space available, they told me, in the bleach plant. 2 years later, defoamer, which had run down the elevator shaft since the day we turned over the project to production, caught fire. It was merely a fortunate coincidence that no one was in the elevator. I once visited a mill in Quebec that had all the machinery at the bottom of a dam, and everything that came into or left that mill had to travel to it using an incline. The basement in this mill was 5 feet high. Why it had been built in such a place? To use the mechanical power from a water wheel. Even back in the day when it was built, it would have made more sense to transfer that power by line shaft or belts to the accessible part of the site rather than siting the entire operation at the source of the power. Dumb siting conditions continue to this day, all for the sake of saving real estate. The other issue is interferences. I can think of four ways these happen. One is building piers and foundations to the wrong elevation. I don't think I've ever been on a site where this did not happen at least once. The second, while we're still in foundations, is rebar placement errors. The third is errors of design and structural steel that lead to interferences and costly rework. The last is piping isometric drawings, resulting in poor fit-up and field rework. All of these were supposed to be solved when CAD came into being. I am here to report they have not. The real estate errors are made at a high level in project management. I consider it malpractice on the first order to saddle all future generations in a mill site with real estate errors. The interference errors are arithmetic, and most engineers think it is beneath their station in life to worry about these. I have not only seen arithmetic errors be costly to repair and detrimental to the schedule, I have seen them cost lives. In this day of sophisticated computers and 3D modeling, we still have space problems. If you're managing a large project, it'd be worth your time to not forget what you think are little matters. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.